This is the BBC.
You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
Oh, there you are, darling. Why didn't you wake me up?
You were tossing and turning all night. I thought you could do with a lie-in.
I just rang Adam and Ian to wish them good luck for Wednesday. Huh. They're meeting Karina, you know, their potential surrogate mum. Coffee?
Please. Well, I hope it works out for them. I suggest Sunday lunch at the pub in Felpersham, but I know you're otherwise engaged.
I promised I'd check in on him, Justin.
Well, heaven knows why. Matt's getting excellent care at Borchester General.
It's complicated.
It's simple. Or it would be if you could just cut the man free. It's his choice to sink or swim.
Yes, I know. I do, Justin.
You're a strong woman, Lillian. You could be in control of this situation if you choose to be. But maybe you don't.
I do. I will, once he's better.
And then he won't want anything more from you?
No, darling, I swear.
Why am I finding that so hard to believe?
Because it's Matt. He's world-class at sowing doubt.
Ah, so it's all down to Matt. You've given him no encouragement, no sign that he's in with a chance.
He has no one else, Justin.
Oh,
we were together a long time. You can't just delete a big part of your history like that.
And yet the only part you choose to delete is how much he hurt you.
I haven't forgotten.
Are you sure he isn't just taking advantage because he can?
I don't know.
Lillian, I don't want you to visit him anymore. Do you understand me? I've been very patient, but this ends now.
I've been cooking non-stop with David and Ruth away. Josh and Ben demolished 6 portions of cottage pie last night.
Maybe you should have a holiday.
Maybe you should. You do look tired, darling.
We both work too hard. Just as well we've got that holiday booked in Norway.
Even if it isn't till Christmas.
And did yesterday go well?
Oh, it did, which was a huge relief. I really wasn't in the mood for any problems.
Quite a few new people, too, who may need the services of a good local vet.
Not that again.
Well, I don't think I was being unreasonable. I still don't. The thing is, Jill, we need to grow the business. Make up some of the ground we lost over the last couple of months. What's so wrong with Shula mentioning to her hunt pals that she's married to a brilliant vet?
Well, or I could just stick a big advert on the back of my hunting jacket offering your services, plus a free hoof polish if you sign up today.
Now you're being ridiculous.
Shula did mention your discussion last week.
Ah, so you're on her side.
As it happens, Alistair, I agreed with you.
Oh, I explained it to you, Mum. It's a breach of hunt etiquette.
Oh, who cares about etiquette? Life's too short.
You are a changed woman since the flapjack incident.
Am I? Well, I'll certainly tell everyone I know what an excellent vet you are, Alistair.
That would be much appreciated, Jill.
Well, I thought you'd be earlier. I feel like I've been 10 rounds with Anthony Joshua.
You need to be patient. You were very badly hurt.
Yeah, me patient on my star pussycat. That is why I'm discharging myself.
Discharge? When?
Now.
Don't be so ridiculous.
Can't be do with hospitals, pussycat. The longer I stay in here, the worse I become.
As if the doctors would allow it.
Well, they ain't got a choice. They said themselves, it's just a matter of waiting to heal now. Don't have to lie here to do that.
Oh, this is madness. When are you going to go?
No, don't worry about me.
Well, if you must, shall I see if your suite at Grey Gables is still free?
No, no.
But you've got to go somewhere.
Yeah, all right then. Grey Gables, but not the suite. Just book any old room.
Why can't you just behave like a normal person? Look, you're in severe pain. Anyone can see that.
Yeah, well, I could be in pain at Grey Gables, my choice. You'll drive me, won't you, pussycat?
Okay.
Yeah, I knew you wouldn't let me down. Book the room in your name, will you? You still got my cases?
They're at home.
Send them to Grey Gables, then. Please? And don't tell anyone I'm there. I just want to be able to recover in peace, OK?
There. That's all the glasses dried. Shall I put them away?
Oh, no, I'll do it.
Is Shula all right? She seems a bit on edge.
Just tired. She's had quite a month.
She needs to take it easy.
I keep telling her. Maybe she'll listen to you.
I've cleared the table.
Nearly finished in here.
What time are Ruth and David back tomorrow?
The crack of dawn. Josh is picking them up from the airport. Any excuse to whiz about in that flashy new car of his?
Oh, he's worked so hard, he deserves it. Kettle on for a cup of tea?
Do you know, I might just head home.
Oh.
You need a quiet night without me in your way.
Oh, dying for a long bath.
Bye-bye, and thank you both for a delicious lunch.
Oh, bye, Mum.
See you, Jill. Oh, she seems on good form.
What? Because she sided with you about touting for business?
Oh, let's park that one, Shula. We're going round in circles. She's worried about you. She thinks you look tired.
I'm fine.
You need to recharge your batteries. The hunt ball was a major task.
Oh, certainly was.
I know the last couple of weeks have been stressful. With all our business problems, Latif, Matt. Mm. You've been amazing. You really have. And on top of all that, you've organised the best hunt ball in living memory.
Hardly.
Everyone said what a success it was. You hardly got to enjoy yourself on the night, being on duty the whole evening. I mean, I barely saw you. Where did you get to after Justin's speech? I lost you for ages.
Oh, I don't know. I was running about.
Oh, well, you should sit back and wallow in the praise. You've earned it.
It's just... Oh, I don't know. Maybe Matt's accident's taking a while to process.
That's what's worrying you? Really?
Well, I wouldn't wish what happened on anyone, but when I first heard about him being badly hurt, just for a split second I felt a stab of satisfaction. Well, then I felt awful for even thinking such a thing.
Well, don't beat yourself up. Matt hasn't done much to make himself popular around here, has he? Certainly not with us. Hey, maybe you mowed him down. And who could blame you?
That's a terrible thing to say.
I'm joking. You know I am.
Failing to see the funny side. Remember Mark?
Oh, God, I'm sorry. I'm truly sorry, Shula.
Yeah, I think I'll have that bath. Turn the dishwasher on, will you?
Oh, I'm back then.
What's the suitcase for?
Did you visit Matt?
Justin, let's not do this.
Did you visit Matt?
I had to. He's really not well and there's no one else
right,
to
look up. Thank you. Thank you for your honesty.
Justin.
I'm going to London.
Oh, you don't have to do that.
Believe me, Lillian, I do.
Will you be there long?
I'm not sure what there is to return for.
Oh, please don't be like this.
No, I expressly asked you not to go. You couldn't resist him.
It wasn't like that. I know how it might seem, darling, but I promise you there is nothing going on. Do you have so little trust in me?
All I know is that you can't keep away from Matt Crawford. And it breaks my heart, Lillian. And that's why I can't be around you right now.
Don't go. Look, I'll make us some supper. We can talk. Please don't go.
No, I will come back. But only when. No, if... You give me reason to. Oh, and here's a nice little irony. The sale of the Dower House has finally gone through. I would have told you on Friday, but surprise, surprise, you weren't here. Goodbye, Lily.
No, Justin, wait. Please.
I'm watching a programme about Brazil.
Oh, sorry to interrupt. I just thought you might be missing your reading glasses.
Oh, of course. Thank you. You've saved me searching the house for them.
No problem. I'll let you get back to Brazil then.
Stay for that cuppa we didn't have earlier.
Oh, I'm fine, thanks.
Shula, what's wrong? Tell me.
Alistair and I can't be civil to each other at the moment. It's as if we've forgotten how.
It was a bit tense over lunch.
That was us on our best behaviour. I don't think we've really connected since Caroline died. I miss her so much, Mum.
Of course you do.
And then tonight he said something horrible.
Surely not.
He didn't mean to. He never means to. Neither do I.
Well, stop it, both of you. Remember why you love each other.
I'll try.
I mean it, Shula. You've got a good and decent man there. And he should count his lucky stars to have you. Don't push each other away.
No! Just leave me be, will you?
You need to be propped up. You should have stayed in hospital.
I what? And you're suddenly the medical expert?
Right now, I'm your only option. Now, where's your medication?
Finished. They said to get back to them if I black out or experience significant head pain. Thoughtful, eh? Now, where's my laptop?
You know, you still can go back. Please, Matt, I'll take you there now, or I can call an ambulance.
No, no. Look, I'll be better in a day or two if you just stop fussing. Now, where to put it?
What?
My laptop. Oh!
Look, you are not doing any work now. You need rest.
Lillian.
What's so important anyway?
Oh, just emails and stuff.
Look, do you want me to sort them? Let people know that you'll be out of action.
No!
Oh, right, right.
Oh, flaming leg. Oh, sorry, sweetheart. It's just...
The pain?
No. Well, maybe a bit. I just need some space to relax.
Exactly why you shouldn't be worrying about work. I'm sure everything with the racehorses will be fine.
Yeah, don't tell anyone, will you? I don't want people knowing I'm ill. Bad for business, you know. I don't want my clients going elsewhere, do I?
I suppose not.
And you swear nobody knows I'm here?
Across my heart.
Does Justin know I'm here? The last thing I need is him blabbing to anyone.
Justin's gone.
Oh. Well, that's something, I suppose.
Don't you dare get any satisfaction from this, Matt, or I'll walk out now.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
So, if there isn't anything else, I'll let you get some
rest. Yeah, painkillers. Strong as you can get over the counter. Can you do that for me, Lillian? And a mobile.
Look, it's on the bedside table. It came through the accident, totally unscathed.
No, too many people know the number. I just want some cheap old thing, pay as you go. You stop looking at me like that, I'm fine.
Really? I know you. And you're not fine, Matt. You're not fine at all.
There you go. Keep the change. Bye then.
How much did you tip him?
£10. Worth every penny.
Right, so that's £80 that Josh owes us for the cab fare, plus that tenner. Why don't I just round it up to a tidy 100?
Give the lad a break. He couldn't help it.
Well, he promised he'd pick us up at the airport, Ruth, and he let us down. And he got that minicab because the guy lives near Hollisden Junction.
Josh had a last-minute customer for the Massey. He couldn't put them off. If he makes a good sale, he can treat us to a slap-up dinner sometime.
Les soeurs et hers should just about cover it. Oh, hey. Just smell that, Ruth. Home. Pure, unadulterated Brookfield.
With a bit of extra silage thrown in for good measure.
Oh, didn't feel like winter when we left, but now it really does.
I love this time of year.
You love every time of year.
And I love coming home to Brookfield. Oh, I could murder a sausage sandwich. You too?
Oh, thought you'd never ask.
Oh, Jill's baked us a loaf. Oh, and it's still warm. And there's a note. Popped over to Shula's back in half an hour.
Oh. Well, it certainly wasn't Ben or Josh who kept the place so spotless when we were away.
Your mum's a proper treasure. Those hotel breakfasts were wonderful. But you can't beat a sausage butty and a mug of builder's tea.
No, you can't.
Hey, I saw the cab as I was finishing milking. I thought Josh was picking you up.
Yeah, so did we, but he had a business empire to build.
Oh, welcome home.
Oh, wow, you look well.
Hello.
Taking it easy suits you.
I could get used to it.
I couldn't. Not for more than a fortnight, I couldn't.
I need to be doing, not just being.
Hungry?
Oh, starving. Oh, so? How was it?
Wonderful. Thanks so much for making us go.
Well, you didn't need much persuading.
Yeah, and for running the farm as well, Pip. Seriously, knowing that you were here, it took a huge weight off our minds, didn't it, Ruth?
Absolutely. So, what have we missed?
Apart from Matt Crawford nearly being killed in a hit and run.
You what?
You're kidding, right?
No, it's true.
Was he okay?
Well, Jennifer said he had a collapsed lung, major head trauma, plus a couple of broken ribs. But it was touch and go for a while.
What, and the driver just drove off? That's terrible.
You'd have to ask Susan Carter if you want the full story with every tiny detail.
Yeah.
She's keeping Borsetshire up to speed.
Well, poor Matt. I mean, I don't like the man, but even so.
A drunken driver, I suppose.
Yeah.
Well, I hope they find out who it was. Elgarve was dull in comparison,
Yeah, the only excitement we had was your mum losing her sunglasses 3 times.
Twice?
3 times.
Everything's been fine here? No crises?
Not one. OK, maybe one or two things to catch you up on with the herd.
Like what?
It can wait. Oh, and straight after breakfast, you need to see the new Hereford calves. They're beauties.
So I told her, of course our guests are allowed to steal all the towels, bed linen and cutlery.
Uh-huh.
I even asked her if she'd like to take the curtains too, but she said no thanks because she hates that shade of red.
What were you talking about?
At last, I have your attention.
Who stole the bed linen?
No one, or the curtains. I've been talking to myself for the last 2 minutes while you fiddle with your phone.
Well, I was checking the weather forecast.
Careful of your nose, Pinocchio. You were looking at that CCTV footage again. You are a very bad liar, Roy Tucker.
It's a fair cop, Gov. You got me bang to rights.
What?
Oh, never mind. Yeah, I was. Just in case.
Just in case it no longer shows Adam punching Matt Crawford?
Oh, I wish. If only it was clearer. I might be able to work out what they're saying.
What does it matter?
I don't know.
It looks very bad, whatever they're saying.
Matt's a really nasty piece of work.
So it's okay to punch him?
Oh, no, of course not.
But you can't help thinking, if Adam's angry enough to hit Matt Crawford, might he be angry enough to run him over?
No. No, that's not possible. Adam's a sound bloke. I mean, he's Phoebe's uncle, for goodness sake. Can't dob in Phoebe's uncle.
You dobbed to Adam about the graffiti on the picker's caravan.
Yeah, that was different. Do you think I should go to the police? Show them this footage?
I think you should do what you believe is the right thing.
I just don't know what the right thing is.
Coffee, croissant, jam.
Oh, nice. We'll put it over there, will you?
And yes, I know it hurts when you breathe and chew and swallow, but you need to eat something.
Yeah, not now. I'm busy.
Yes, now.
What's with the nurse ratchet routine?
And if it's too painful to eat, you certainly shouldn't be checking emails. Now let me move that out of your way.
Hey, give that back in the middle of something.
Why are you looking at ticket prices to Mariscal Sucre International Airport? Is that in Quito?
I'll give the girl a bonus point.
You're not thinking of flying to Ecuador. Not yet, surely.
Well, climbing the walls, you. I've got people to see, things to do. I can't just lie back and let everything fall apart.
How are you going to cope abroad? You can barely make it to the bathroom.
I'll be fine once I'm on my way. Damn sight better than hunkering down here. Business stops for no one.
Yes, I understand that, but you nearly died. Your health must come first.
Yeah, well, last time I checked, I had at least 6 of my 9 lives left. Okay, maybe 5. I always land on my feet, Lillian. I'm a survivor.
You are so selfish. Never mind the sacrifices other people have made for you, the worry, the havoc you cause.
Well, you like being kept on your toes.
You are not going anywhere, you hear me? You're going to stay in bed and get better. For once in your life, Matt Crawford, just do as you're told.
Oh, dear, sorry. That's another selfie in our favourite restaurant. I hate selfies.
With our favourite waiter, Zhao.
We didn't mean to eat there every night. But the salted cod was delicious and And they always saved us the corner table.
Yeah, you look a bit merry, Dad.
He was merry as a newt that night. They gave us a bottle of Vina Verde on the house.
Yeah, and that disgusting liqueur.
Which you drank anyway.
Yeah.
I'm so pleased you had a good time.
Oh, it was just perfect. Wasn't it, David?
Yeah.
You only rang Pip twice.
I tried not to.
Well, I knew you would. It was fine. But I wanted to keep my news for when you came back, though.
What news? You haven't changed your mind about that job in Somerset, have you?
No, of course not. I mean, catching you up on how I ran the herd. Look, I tried something out while you were away, and fingers crossed it's going to work.
Mm. Go on.
I made a decision not to push for yield by feeding extra concentrate. Ed thought I was daft, but I stood my ground.
Okay. Because you thought we'd made a mistake?
No, it wasn't a reflection on how you've done things, honestly. Look, the way I see it, we've gone for a system that doesn't rely on high milk yields. Surely we should be all about producing less milk and making better margins. Is this making sense?
Well, up to a point. Go on.
Look, this way we keep the cows productive for longer. And we keep them healthier, too. We've made good money through the summer and autumn, haven't we?
Yeah.
But money we weren't even expecting. So why take a quick fix if it's going to jeopardise the long-term health of the herd? That was my thinking. I'm not sure I convinced Ed, but I honestly think I'm on the right track. Oh, well, say something.
That's a really mature approach, Pip. I'm impressed.
Definitely, yeah. And I'll tell you who would be proud as anything. Your granddad.
Really?
Really.
Lexi, over here.
You have the tickets?
Yep.
And I have enough popcorn to fill the whole cinema.
Not really in the mood for Murder on the Orient Express. Or however good they say this remake is.
And I am dying to see it. Maybe it will distract you for a little while.
Doubt it.
There is nothing you can do, Roy. So you should just forget it.
How can I? How would I feel if this turned out to be a crucial bit of evidence?
You have seen Adam hit Matt on the CCTV footage. Like you said, it doesn't mean that Adam ran Matt over. Even Hercule Poirot would not jump to this conclusion.
I'm not saying Adam ran him over.
Then I really don't understand why you are so worried. Come on, Roy, just forget it for now.
Yeah, you're right. I'm sorry.
Adam is a good man. We both know this.
Yeah, which means if this evidence isn't important, he's got nothing to worry about.
And neither have you.
So should I keep quiet or tell someone?
Oh, your little grey cells are working very hard tonight.
They're doing my head in. Come on, let's find our seats.
Justin, it's me again. Look, I know you're upset, and I understand why. I do. But how can we sort this out if you won't return my calls? I miss you so much. Ruby's pining, too, dove little pup. Look, I'll understand if you're not ready to see me just yet, but please just call me back so that I can hear your voice and we can talk. Matt! Matt! What the hell are you doing?
Give me a hand with this case.
You're not leaving!
Looks like it.
Sake, have you gone completely mad? I thought I talked you out of this. You are not catching a flight. I won't let you.
Oh, why not tell the whole hotel? I don't think they heard you in Birmingham.
Look at you. You can barely walk.
I'm fine. Yeah, I might just sit down for a mo. That lift sucked all the air out of me.
Seriously, Mike, you shouldn't have left the hospital. And you certainly shouldn't try to leave the country.
I'm happy to take my chances. I've pretty much outstayed my welcome here. Listen, I'm going to Heathrow tonight. Got myself a hotel room near the airport, then catching a flight at the crack of dawn via Madrid. I'll sleep the whole way there if it makes you feel better.
I'll call the airline.
Say what?
That you're a flight risk. Oh. You're too ill. Barely a week ago, you were at death's door.
Get out of my way, Lillian.
You are not well.
Look, people are staring. Listen to me, Puscat. I'm sorry. I know this must be hard to understand, but I have to go. As soon as I'm settled and I've sorted a few things out, I'll send you a ticket. You can join me.
That's not what this is about, and you know it.
Ah, here's my cab. I suppose I better love you and leave you. Wait, you going to help me outside then?
No.
Well, I'll see you then. Oh,
Matt!
Oh, damn it! No! No! Oh.
What's the matter? Is it the pain?
Of course it bloody is.
Oh, Matt!
I'll tell them all to stop staring. I need to get my taxi.
No, sorry, Tiger, but I'm afraid you are going nowhere.
There you go. One very routine blood sample. I'll get the results back to you ASAP.
Thanks, Alistair.
The herd's in great shape, Pip. You should be proud of yourself.
I am. But it's good to have Mum and Dad home again to take the pressure off.
And for you to get your social life back.
Yeah. It did get a bit sidelined.
Hi, Alistair.
Ruth, you look well. Good holiday.
Wonderful.
I was just telling Pip how good the herd's looking.
Oh, she knows we're delighted with the way she ran things.
But I am here, you know.
How's Shula? We've got a bottle of tawny port for you both.
Oh, thanks. She's far too conscientious about her hunt responsibilities. Stressed out from being stressed out. Maybe you can get her to unwind for an hour or two.
Maybe she can get me back into work mode. My head's still on holiday.
Anyway, I better go. Graham's off today and I've got appointments back to back. Bye then. Bye, Pip.
Thanks, Alistair.
Bye. Oh, tell Shula to get out the port glasses.
I will. Thank you.
We're doing okay, aren't we?
Thanks to you. We're so impressed.
Yeah, I know, because you keep telling me.
Well then.
Well then what?
Your dad and I are serious about expanding the herd and putting some of the arable down to pasture. We talked it to death on holiday.
It's the right time to do it.
And you'd be on board?
Definitely.
After all, you will be running the herd long after me and your dad have hung up our wellies.
Well, you two. Never.
The last thing I want to do is put pressure on you. But we'll only go ahead if you're 100% committed to Brookfield.
Yeah, honestly, Mum, I get it. And I am.
This is ridiculous. You can't keep waiting for me to get here before you use the toilet.
I told you, I'm not seeing a doctor.
Your leg has swollen up. You can't put any weight on it, and I can't keep holding you up.
Let me call an ambulance.
Look, I'll rest today, okay, but I want you to book me a different hotel.
What on earth for?
Well, I can't stay here. Everyone saw me in reception yesterday. I don't want do-gooders fussing.
Well, that's a bit optimistic. Nobody likes you that much.
Please, Lillian, why does everything have to be an argument with you? I'm stuck here and you're stuck with me. Or you can rush back to your precious Mr. Elliot and leave me to it.
Leave you to what?
My fate, everything. I don't know what I'm saying. My head's thumping like a jackhammer.
Well, you're not acting rationally. What if it's your head trauma?
Did you get me more painkillers?
You're taking too many of those. Oh, Matt, I can't bear this, watching you do this to yourself.
So leave then, I don't need you.
Oh, just like that. What happened to it's you and me against the world?
You never turned up. You chose Justin, didn't you?
You've changed your tune so quickly. You're like a completely different person.
Look, oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Tell you what, if you're still worried this time tomorrow, call the doctor. I'll do as you say, I swear, but I can't go back to hospital. Please?
Okay. But you have to rest. I must be mad.
You didn't.
I did. Ask your dad. We ate in a restaurant in Albufeira, and I heard myself saying that all I fancied was beans on toast. And here it is, and it's delicious.
Oh, it's proper comfort food for a November day.
Do you need comforting?
Me? Well, of course not.
Feels like a new start, doesn't it?
Beans on toast?
Us. You and me and your dad. Our plans for the future.
You really are raring to go.
Aren't you?
You know I am. I felt a bit adrift after the agency work. OK, yeah, it brought in the money so I could make up for the IBR, but I lost my focus. I can see that now.
And managing Brookfield brought it back?
With knobs on. Do you fancy a cuppa?
Yeah, please. So, when are you moving back to Rickyard full time?
Oh, there's no hurry, is there?
That would be lovely to have you round again.
I'm here every day, Mum. You can hardly avoid me.
But Lower Luxey's not your home. This is.
Well, I might just stay there a week or two longer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Lily and I get on so well. Maybe because we don't have sisters. I really like being there for her.
I hadn't realised.
And if she's got boy trouble or Freddie's wound her up, she can talk to me.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, so I'll stay for a bit longer. You know, for Lily.
For Lily. Yeah, got it.
Shush, Ruby. Do you hope it's Justin? You and me both. Hello?
Lillian, it's Mina Woodruff. Hope I'm not disturbing you.
No, of course not. How are you?
Busy, as always. Look, I'll cut to the chase, if you don't mind.
Be my guest.
Matt Crawford. I need to speak to him, but his phone keeps going to message.
Oh, does it?
So I wondered if you could get him to call me.
Yes, of course. But I haven't spoken to him in ages.
It's probably nothing.
What is it, Mina? Maybe I can help.
Just something that's been bugging me regarding the horse sale. Remember we spoke about it a couple of weeks ago and you put my mind at rest?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
I just don't understand what the problem was with Balthazar Treasure. Why on earth did Matt buy Chinese Lantern instead?
Well, he's only after prime equine stock, isn't he?
Exactly. Chinese Lantern was a great horse in his day, but nowadays... Oh, well, I'm probably missing something. How are your fabulous horses, by the way?
Oh, Amir and Aziz. Well, they're probably champing at the bit right now for a decent hack.
Oh, me too. I've been doing admin all morning.
Well, why don't we take them out this afternoon? I could do with blowing away the cobwebs.
You'd rather go for a ride with me than your yummy fiancé.
Absolutely. And you can tell me all about this horse deal.
Lillian, about time. Did you get my painkillers?
Afternoon, Mr. Crawford.
Oh, I thought you were... Great, I can stop watching this daft couple buying a barn in the Dadoin. How did you find me, PC?
Burns. I went to Borchester General. They said you'd discharged yourself against their advice.
Yeah, what do they know?
You don't look good.
And you could do with an haircut, but let's not get personal, eh?
I tried here on the off chance and a staff member told me you collapsed in the foyer last night.
Nonsense, I was just admiring their carpeting.
You're badly hurt, Mr. Crawford. Serious head trauma, collapsed lung, severe soft tissue injury and 3 broken ribs.
Yeah, it don't sound good when you say it like that.
Your consultant said you could have a bleed on the brain. Your lung could collapse again or worse. What was the urgency in coming to Grey Gables?
They make a mean club sandwich.
I came to find you because I wanted to see how you are. And I thought you might appreciate an update on our investigation.
No, you're all right. Shut the door on the way out.
It was a hit and run.
It was an accident. That's a very dangerous bend. There's always deer being knocked down. I bet the driver thought he'd squished Bambi and drove on.
You're being very philosophical about nearly being killed.
Yeah, I suppose I am. Which is why I'd prefer it if you pulled the plug on your investigations, PC Burns. Move along, officer. Nothing to see here.
Do you know, you are fearless, Mina.
Aziz is the fearless one.
He certainly enjoyed being worked out by such an expert horsewoman. Oh, thanks for joining me. It's really cleared my head.
As if you've got anything to worry about with a gorgeous fiancé like Justin about to make an honest woman of you.
Indeed.
Oh, well, I'd better get back. That admin won't sort itself. Let's do it again sometime.
Love to.
And if you do hear from Matt Crawford, tell him to call me. I really need to understand what he's playing at.
Lillian, hi. Had a good ride?
Yeah. Do you know Philomena Woodruff? Mina Alistair Lloyd, our excellent vet.
Hi. We've never met, of course, but I know all about you. Your horses did really well at Felbersham the other week.
I was so proud of them. Anyway, moustache. Nice to meet you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye, darling.
See you soon. Yeah.
Bye.
Nice woman. Good friends?
Oh, well, we've known each other for years, on and off.
Wonder who her vet is. Lucky so-and-so will be quids in with a client like her.
Do you know much about Mina's horses?
Well, Anisha and Graham are the real experts. I flick through the Racing Post from time to time.
Anisha did some horse vetting for Matt, didn't she?
Well, you know Matt. Only after the very best money can buy. Apparently his business associates in... Where is it?
Costa Rica.
Ah, yeah, that's it. He told Anisha they'd pay top dollar for premium equine stock. Second best simply would not do.
Top horses like Mina's?
Well, not all of them, obviously.
Well, how about, say, Balthazar Treasure?
Oh, yeah. Treasure would be an ideal purchase.
Chinese Lantern?
Doubt it. Ready for retirement, that one.
Right. Interesting.
My pleasure. Nice to show off my equine knowledge, such as it is. Any other questions?
One or two, but they can wait for now.
Sorry to disturb you. I can come back tomorrow if you'd rather.
No, of course not, Harrison. You're here now. Sure I can't tempt me with a G&T?
Oh, no thanks. I'm on duty.
I needed that. It's been quite a day.
Oh, in a good way, I hope.
Look, please, sit down. Oh, do shift Ruby's blanket if you don't want your uniform covered in dog hairs.
It's about Matt Crawford's hit and run.
Yeah, I thought it must be. How's the investigation going?
Slowly. Matt isn't as helpful as he could be, which is surprising, but I'll put that down to his injuries for the time being.
Well, Matt's full of surprises. They just keep on coming.
What I'm aiming to do, Lillian, is pin down some timelines for the night of the hunt ball.
What time I got there, what time I left, that sort of thing?
Well, actually, it's Justin I'm after.
What do you mean, you're after him?
Oh, just for a chat. Is he around?
No, afraid not. He's in London and he couldn't say when he'll be back. Oh. I haven't spoken to him since Sunday.
Well, maybe you can help. In his absence?
I'll try.
There seems to be some confusion about his whereabouts, depending on who you speak to. One witness has said that Justin returned to Grey Gables after visiting the pub, but I've also heard from someone else that after he was spotted in the pub, he wasn't seen again for the rest of the evening.
Are you asking for timelines from everyone who attended, or just Justin?
Ah, I'm starting with the people who appear to have left the ball early and just in the headstat list.
Ah, well, in that case, Harrison, I'd be glad to be of help. He had a very bad migraine, so he had to leave.
And he came home?
Yeah.
You were with him?
No. He got home before me.
Ah, I see.
Did you? He had a migraine and he came home.
Oh, yeah, I've got that. He came home alone.
Yeah, he did.
Thanks, Lillian. You've been very helpful. I hope you don't mind me asking.
No, not at all.
It's not exactly buzzing today, is it? Though midweek November, hardly peak time for hotel bookings.
Mm-hmm.
But Christmas is starting to fill up now. Conversation is normally a two-way street, Roy.
Oh, sorry, a bit distracted, that's all.
Oh, me too. So much on my mind. Can't help wondering who's going to take on the panto. But how can I immerse myself in it when there's Robert's election campaign to run? I'd be neglecting my duties as First Lady, if I didn't spread his campaign message. After all, it is for the many, not for the few. Roy?
Oh, sorry, Linda.
Look, I'm a good listener, if you've got something on your mind.
Oh, OK. What it is... Here's a pretend situation.
A hypothetical scenario, yes.
If someone working somewhere like Grey Gables knew of a situation that might be of interest to the police, should he, or indeed she, say something? Or keep quiet?
Are we talking car park?
How did you know?
And are we talking certain young people who've been keying guests' cars?
Well...
And in your hypothetical scenario, he, or indeed she, is worried about identifying said young people because he knows them through Phoebe. I mean, his/her daughter. Or indeed son.
Something like that.
Yes, I can see it's awkward if this person has a prior connection with the individual or individuals in question. You do, don't you?
No comment.
But the reputation of Oliver and of Grey Gables must take precedence, especially when the person who has this information holds a managerial role. Your frown tells me that isn't what you wanted to hear.
Yeah, you're right, Linda. I wish you weren't right, but you are.
Yes, I impress myself sometimes.
Right. Can you cover for me over lunch? I need to pop out for a bit.
It is just you, me and Karina for lunch, Ian.
Yep. Look, will you shift? This quiche is hot.
Yeah, so why are you feeding the 5,000?
I'm not.
But haven't you ever so slightly overdone it?
Look, I've made two kinds of quiche, plus salads, sourdough rolls, and there's a tarte tatin for dessert. Or fruit salad if she's not a pudding person.
She'd better be if she's going to carry our child.
Are you going to change that shirt? It makes you look like an old country squire.
Oh, nonsense.
Well, it's the kind of shirt Brian wears.
Right, I'll change.
Here, come here. Give me a hug. We both need to calm down. Look, we want Karina to like us and we want to like her. We can do this, Adam.
We can. I'll put the wine to chill. But if it goes well, a year from now we could both be proud dads.
Wow. It doesn't seem possible.
Yeah.
Oh my God, she's early. Go on, you let her in, I'll tidy up.
Yeah. And breathe. We can do this, Ian.
Hi, Adam. Hi. Any chance of a quick word?
Is it urgent?
What?
Yeah, maybe.
You better come in then. Panic over, it's Roy.
Hi, Roy.
Okay. Well, the thing is, I was checking the Grey Gables CCTV because we've had some trouble with vandalism in the car park.
Seriously, Roy, is this urgent?
Yeah, and well, it picked up something else.
Ah.
Adam, the cameras caught you punching Matt a couple of weeks back.
Oh, no.
No, he didn't punch him. Did you, Adam?
Well...
But you said you didn't.
Well, no, you said it was lucky I didn't, and I kind of agreed with
you. Are you serious?
I did mean to tell you, but...
What? We don't have secrets, Adam, not after everything we've been through. I mean, why couldn't you tell me?
I don't know. I suppose I felt ashamed that I'd lost my rag. I'm really sorry. I don't understand why you're raking this up now, Roy. Okay, it was a stupid thing to do.
Yeah, no
but
kidding.
It happened, and I wish it had.
It's because of the hit and run.
What?
I know the two things aren't connected, but it would be wrong to keep this to myself. I should tell the police.
You'd be doing me, us, a massive favour if you didn't. Please, Roy.
Well, come on. You know Adam. He's a hothead, but that's all he is.
Yeah, but it's been playing on me mind for days. I feel bad bringing it up, but you need to see it from my point of view.
Do I really?
You deck Matt Crawford, and days later he's knocked down by a speeding car. I have to hand the evidence to the police.
Hello. The front door was open, so I just... Hi. I'm Karina.
You found us then.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt your discussion. I can wait outside if
you'd
rather.
No. Roy's just leaving, aren't you, Roy?
Nope. I'm sorry, Shula. I'm getting no answer from Oliver's room.
Oh, I just popped in on the off chance. I thought he might fancy lunch.
Well, he'll probably be back soon.
Oh, never mind. I should get back to the stables.
Very well. You're not interested in directing the Christmas panto, are you?
Me? Hardly.
Well, I do it myself. It's just... Well, I am rather involved in the parish council elections because of Robert's candidacy. He's pitching himself as champion of the squeezed middle.
Shula, hi.
Oh, Philip, how nice to see you.
Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, not at all. Thanks, Linda, but no thanks. I'm sure you can find someone better than me.
Oh, well, never mind. Ah, good afternoon. Welcome to Grey Gables. Do you have a reservation?
What did you just talk yourself out of?
Directing the village panto. Careful not to catch her eye. She'll have you doing it.
Oh, no, she won't. I was hoping to bump into you. I've been meaning to congratulate you on the success of the Hunt Ball. Thanks again for the ticket.
Oh, thank you. I was so caught up in it, I've got no sense of how it went. Are you working here?
Kathy wanted a quote to replace some tiling in the health club. Didn't take me long. How about you?
I was thinking about having a sandwich. Do you fancy joining me?
I had my heart set on a stale pasty and a carton of juice from the garage on the bypass.
That sounds like a yes to me.
I've never made quiche. Not when you can buy it in the supermarket. With two littlins, there's not much time for baking.
Josie and Fred are at school today?
Yes. Their nan's picking them up this afternoon, so they'll be running rings round her later. Well, Josie will. Always getting into scraps, then saying the other kids started it.
Well, at least she tells you, huh? That's better than not knowing what happened.
I'm sure she says sorry, though, for letting her temper get the better of her.
Well, is there anything specific that you wanted to know about us? I don't know, star signs or favourite member of Take That. Do we believe in the Tooth Fairy? how is your tooth?
Oh, much better, thanks. No, I've got a pretty good sense of both of you and what sort of dads you'd make.
That's great.
I'd better keep an eye on the time. I won't stay long.
Well, there's still time for a drive around Ambridge or a walk up Lakey Hill so you can see what sort of life the wee one will have growing up here.
Look, I'm really sorry, Karina, but I need to go.
What?
Something's come up and I have to sort it now. Thank you for coming. Sorry. I'm really sorry, Ian.
I wasn't sure about becoming a joint master at first, but Alistair talked me round.
But he's not a hand person, though.
Not really.
Well, no reason why you have to share the same interests. But there again, if you and your partner are too independent, you can forget why you're together.
Is that what happened to you? Oh, sorry, I'm being too nosy.
Not at all. I should have seen the signs, but... considering what a great night it was, you seemed a bit down at the ball.
Probably just tired. I hope I didn't ruin your evening offloading to you on the terrace.
I was glad of the fresh air. And I was happy to listen. How are things? Any better?
Oh, let's see. I still loathe Matt Crawford, but now I feel guilty about it because of his accident. Mm. Alistair and I are getting there. We do love each other, so we need to make it work.
Good. That sounds like progress. Opening meet was fantastic, by the way.
I'm glad you enjoyed it, Philip. You'll be back, I hope.
You try and stop me.
I'm so sorry.
Which bit are you apologising for? Ruining lunch with Karina or punching Matt and not telling me?
Both, obviously.
Talk about elephant in the room.
She might not have heard what Roy said.
Oh, look, of course she heard. And then you didn't exactly help by waltzing off in the middle of lunch. Nice work, Adam.
I'll ring her tomorrow. Try to smooth things over.
No, it's better if I call her. I was the one who had to keep things going after you disappeared. Why did you punch Matt anyway? That's what I don't get. And why did you not tell me?
I meant to. Then it was too late.
I mean, I know the guy's infuriating, but did you really need to thump him?
He said something so vicious and vile, I saw red.
Well, look, I won't understand unless you tell me.
He said, nobody in their right minds would let us become parents. He said it was unnatural. So I hit him. Then he said he'd report me to the police and we'd never be allowed to bring up a child. I had to tell the police before Roy did, and to make it clear that I may have punched him, but I didn't run him over. That's where I went this afternoon. That's why I left.
Did they believe you?
God, I hope so. Well, say something.
Okay, look, what if we finish tidying up later? I feel like a walk.
Yeah, let's do that.
Oh, I'm so angry with you, Adam. But I'm really proud of you too.
More proud than angry?
Yeah, I'm not sure yet.
Adam and Ian can't come to the phone right now, but if you leave a message, we'll get back to you as soon as possible.
Hi, it's Karina. It was lovely to meet you both, and you're really great guys. I know you'll make ideal parents, but I don't think it's going to work. It's just, I live too far from Ambridge. I didn't think it would be a problem, but well... it is. I'm so sorry if I raised your hopes, but it's better that we realise now, isn't it? Anyway, I wish you all the best. Bye then. Bye.
Ow!
What is it?
Nothing, nothing. Just go back to sleep.
Put the light on. I don't mind.
No, it's... What, it's 20 past five. You'll hate me if I do.
I won't. Go on.
Oh, shut your eyes, then.
Ow, that is bright. No, leave it. I'll only be blinded for a second or two. You need to eat something before you go.
No, I haven't got time.
Look in that carrier bag by the wardrobe.
Oh, yay, muffins!
Blueberry muffins from the Bridge Farm shop. Still your favourites, I hope?
Yes, yes, thanks, Tobes.
I can't have you wasting away.
Oh, I really missed you when I was staying at Brookfield.
So now it's time to slow down and schedule in a bit of me time. Oh, us time.
You really are putting in a great pitch for Perfect Boyfriend Award. But we are not going down that route again. We're keeping things low-key and stress-free.
We so are.
Right, I better go. And the cows won't milk themselves.
Oh, Toby, hi.
Morning, Elizabeth. It's a bit nippy, isn't it?
Can I give you a lift?
I've got my bike. I'll soon warm up on the ride to Hollow Tree.
I wondered whose that was. Yeah. Could you maybe not prop it against the ornamental bay tree in future?
Sorry. I was in a bit of a hurry last night. I mean, I didn't want our takeaway to get cold.
Yes, I see.
You don't mind that I've got a key, do you? Lily passed one on via Pip.
Well, I'd have liked it to ask me first. Lower Loxley's contents insurance doesn't come cheap.
You do mind?
No, I don't. And I'm pleased she showed you how to disable the alarm, too. But she'd better not make a habit of giving keys away.
It's perfectly safe with me. It's not like I leave it under the mat.
Don't even joke about it, Toby.
Sorry. Pip and I didn't see much of each other while her folks were away, so we're catching up now. I've been making sure she eats properly.
Honestly, Toby, I'm not some bossy landlady who doesn't allow male visitors after 7 p.m. Pip's an adult, and as long as you lock up properly when you leave, you're most welcome. Now, I need to get going. Right. Bye!
Rightio, then. Have a nice day.
Sorry about the bike!
You could make yourself useful and check the next paddock.
Yeah, in a minute.
This one was blocked last week. We may need to replace the ballcock.
Okie doke.
Dad, are you checking up on me or something?
No, no, no. Not you, the cows. And, well, I'm just enjoying being here. You don't realise how hardwired you are to the place until you go away.
Yeah, those contract jobs were just jobs. No, this is Brookfield.
Yeah. I'm annoyed with Josh for not mucking in, though.
Ah, Josh is Josh. Today, Ambridge. Tomorrow, the world. He and Tom are so similar.
I can't fault either of them for being ambitious, but Josh should know that we're ambitious at Brookfield, too. Your mum said you were up for expanding the herd.
Yeah, it's the right thing to do and the right time to do it.
Well, that means a lot, love. You've worked your socks off these past few months. I was worried you'd burn yourself out. Plus, you ended a relationship that was taking everything out of you and giving nothing back.
Toby, you mean?
Yeah. And for the first time in ages, you look happy. You've got your spark back.
Thanks, Dad.
So whatever it is you're doing, keep doing it. And yes, yes, I know, I know. I'll check that trough.
You didn't tell Leonie why you were coming, did you, James?
I'm not a total idiot, Ma. I said I had a meeting in Swindon, so I might pop in on you afterwards.
The last thing I need is any of this getting back to Linda.
Oh, your secret's safe with me, whatever it is. I'm pleased you asked me to help. Makes a change, me coming to your rescue.
Well, I didn't know who else to turn to.
Justin?
He's in London. He's angry with me, and I can't say I blame him.
Ah, so that's why you needed to talk.
Actually, no. It's been somewhat dramatic here of late.
Well, go on then.
It's Matt. I know I shouldn't worry about him, but it's a hard habit to break.
If he's ripped you off again or hurt you in any way, I'll have his lungs for airbags.
He's up to something, and I fear it's coming home to roost. He's behaving very strangely.
I suppose he did get run over a couple of weeks ago.
And he's in a lot of pain. So, why discharge yourself from hospital and go into hiding at Grey Gables if you don't have to?
Who's he hiding from? I don't understand.
Well, as far as I can tell,
It's something to do with these horses he's been buying for the consortium, which is building a race course in Costa Rica.
Oh, that sounds fairly major league for our Mr. Crawford.
And he was using Alistair's partner, Anisha, to vet them. Only the creme de la creme will do. No also-rans, nothing heading for the knacker's yard. Mm-hmm. But, darling, the dots don't join up. Now, you remember my pal, Mina Woodruff?
Of course I do. She's got a terrific stable of horses.
Mm. Well, Matt examined one of her best, Balthazar Treasure, worth, oh, 75,000 at least. Matt even videoed the exam to send to his associates, but he bought Chinese Lantern. Now, you'd be lucky to get 10K for him. If he's looking for top-class horses, why would he buy him?
Do you know what I think, Ma? I think a leopard never changes its spots. Once a wrong'un, always a wrong'un.
It doesn't look good, but we don't know for sure.
Who's Matt working for? Who's setting up this racecourse?
Melling Equestrian Investments. Their website's very impressive, and so's the brochure. See?
Oh, well, they certainly pushed the boat out producing this.
Mm.
Oh, amazing pictures of the Costa Rica development. You have spoken to them, I suppose?
No. Do you think I should?
Looks like they've got offices in Regent Street. Ah, here's a phone number. Go on, Ma. Pretend you're a punter. See what they've got to say for themselves. Would you rather I did it?
No, of course not. No, you pass me that brochure. Right. 02-07...
Whoa, someone's in a hurry.
Honestly, David, I seem to be constantly restocking the larder. I mean, Lily's fine. It's Freddie and Olatando suddenly wanting cereal or biscuits or crisps all the time.
I know. Ben could snack for England. But lucky for us, Mum keeps the cake tin full.
Oh, well, it hasn't worn off yet, then, your post-holiday serenity.
Well, I'm trying to hang on to it for a few more weeks. Just one thing that would make me happy, though.
Am I meant to guess?
Pip. When can we have our daughter back?
Well, you need to ask her.
So what's Lola Loxley got that we haven't got?
Gosh, I don't know. Well, she gets on well with my two. She's been brilliant, you know, supporting Freddie with his maths retakes.
Oh, that's good. Well, as long as it's not that she's trying to keep some new boyfriend off the parental radar. I mean, she can do that from Lola Loxley.
I honestly couldn't say.
I suppose it could be that. I can see why she might keep a boyfriend under wraps after all that hoo-ha with Toby. Have you seen her hanging around with a new man?
Not really.
Well, look, if there is a new chap on the scene, can you keep an eye on her? That thing with Toby left her a bit, you know, wrung out.
David, Pip's not a naive teenager anymore, unlike my two. I'm sure she can be trusted to behave sensibly.
I know that. Nah, I do, Elizabeth.
Thank you, Alex. You've been very helpful. Yes, I may well be in touch. Goodbye.
Nice work, Ma. Even I believed you had a nest egg. So?
OK. So, I said I'd seen the Melling brochure, was very impressed, and wanted to invest a large sum.
Mm-hmm.
He told me that, unfortunately, investment for phase two of the race course is closed for the time being.
Ah, and then you seamlessly brought up the horses?
Yeah, and he was intrigued that I knew about those, asked if I was one of the sellers.
That's odd.
Yeah, and when I told him that I just knew their agent in Borsetshire, he wanted to know whether I'd spoken to Matt in the past few days.
You lied?
Yeah, of course.
But why would he ask? Surely Matt's been in touch with his own employer since the accident?
Well, I've no idea. But Matt's been so jumpy this week. He's obviously worried about something. Or someone.
Do you think he's got some private scam going? One which he doesn't want Melling to find out about?
Do you know, darling, you might be onto something. And there was another odd thing.
Mm-hmm.
When he first picked up and I mentioned investments, he asked whether I wanted to discuss the Costa Rican race course or their eco-lodges in the Amazonian rainforests.
Amazonian eco-lodges?
Yeah. Very low risk, very high return, apparently.
Of course.
But, I mean, it just doesn't add up. Matt's been saying all along that Melling is only involved in racecourses. I mean, they are called Melling Equestrian, for goodness sake.
It all sounds a bit iffy to me, Ma.
What are they playing at, James? What's going on?
Well, there's only one way to find out.
Are you sure? I can easily put some extra pasta on.
No, honestly, Pip, I'll eat later with Lily. And Freddie's out with Nolitando.
Is Toby coming round for supper?
Not tonight. He needs to catch up on some scruff production, what with Christmas just round the corner. You know, he can be quite industrious when he needs to be.
I bumped into your dad today. Yeah, he's still amazingly laid back after Portugal. 2 weeks away have done him good.
Mum too. I'm so glad I made them go.
He was wondering when you're going to move back to Rickyard. He misses you, Pip. They both do.
You know why I'm in no hurry to go home.
I do. You want to keep Toby top secret for as long as humanly possible.
It's nobody's business but mine. Well, ours. But if I stay here, I don't have to explain myself.
I'm not having a go, honestly. But it's awkward when your dad grills me for information.
Oh, no, did he? Oh, I am really sorry, Elizabeth.
I can handle David. But I'm not going to lie to him, you know, if he asks me outright.
Of course not.
Oh, I'd turn down that pasta if I were you.
Oh.
I mean, you can keep a lid on things for a while, but sooner or later you're going to have to tell them what's going on.
You'll have to speak up, darling. I can hardly hear you above the traffic.
I'm outside Melling Equestrian. Well, I'm outside the number you gave me on Regent Street.
And?
And it doesn't exist.
What?
Or rather, it exists, but it's not all glass and chrome like in the brochure. It's a scruffy building with a pile of old circulars and pizza menus on the doormat.
Anything else?
A row of P.O. boxes in the foyer. So I'm guessing one of them is Melling HQ. They probably operate out of some scuzzy bedsit in Acton and use this address to look good on the brochure.
Oh, James.
Oh, it's not looking good, Ma. Whatever Matt Crawford has got himself into, it stinks to high heaven.
What, and Sunday's the earliest one you got? Nothing today or tomorrow at all? Yeah, well, it'll have to be, won't it? Yes. No, I won't cancel this time. Look, I'm in a hurry, love. Just put the damn thing, will you?
Oh. I managed to find some more pillows.
Oh, thanks.
And I'll get you some more of those biscuits as well next time I'm in town.
You've done more than enough, Pusscat. I'm feeling loads better, thanks to you.
Glad to hear it. Your leg?
Oh, practically cured. Amazing what a few days in bed can do. You make an excellent and very sexy nurse.
Yes, well, look, why don't we have coffee in the lounge so that housekeeping can give your room a really good spruce up?
Nice thought, but I don't want to be disturbed. The sign is still on the door, isn't it?
It's been there since you arrived. Goodness knows what the chambermaids think you're up to.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to get better without their constant interruptions.
Oh, look, here, let me put one of these pillows behind you. You don't look very comfortable in that chair.
Honestly, Pusscat, you don't have to go to any trouble. Oh, ah!
Still a bit of pain.
Yeah, nothing I can't handle. You really did help the other day. I think I've just been a bit tired, you know, probably the tablets too.
Yeah.
Feel much more like your old tiger now.
Well, that's something, anyway.
Did you get me more painkillers?
Look, I can only buy so many over the counter without looking suspicious. I must have visited every pharmacy in Borsetshire. You need to be careful, though. These ones can be addictive.
That would be the least of my problems.
Really?
Oh, nothing you need to concern yourself with, Lillian.
You still worried about your clients in Costa Rica?
Nah, not really.
Tell you what, I can set up a Skype conference call if you want to get them up to speed on all your racehorse deals.
I'm sure they know exactly what's going on.
I hate to think of those horses being stuck on aeroplanes. Must be so frightened.
I'm sure everything was fine.
When did they arrive in Costa Rica? Tuesday, was it?
You know what? All this talk of work is making me a bit tired. I might get Mia down for a bit.
Right. OK. I'll leave you to it. Check back in later.
Yeah. Thanks. You're too good to me, Lillian.
Yeah. Aren't I? Oh, you're a beauty, aren't you, Missy? Anisha's lucky to have you. And I bet she's pining for you, too.
Shula?
What?
Someone to see us.
Oh, coming!
I'm in two minds, to be honest, Harrison.
I can see that Robert Snell's a safe pair of hands for the parish council, but if we don't involve younger people, who will speak for them?
Well, Emma's certainly found her voice over the last month or two.
Oh, hi, Harrison.
Hi, Shula. We're talking elections. Where do you think you'll put your cross?
Oh, it's a tough one. I may not decide till polling day.
Look, I won't keep you. I've been talking to a few people around Ambridge about the hit and run.
Yeah, it's shameful someone would just drive off like that without even checking Matt was alive. Mm.
Well, what I'm trying to do right now is piece together a timeline for the night it happened. Who was where, before, during and after he was knocked down. The more information we get, the easier it is to eliminate names and find possible witnesses.
Yeah, that makes sense. Well, I was at the ball all night, acting as Shula's lovely assistant. We didn't leave Grey Gables till after the survivors' breakfast. Must have been about, what, 5 a.m?
Hmm. Shula, as the Hunt Ball's organiser, I guess you're ideally placed to vouch for people's whereabouts.
Oh, it was such a busy evening. So many comings and goings. I can't speak for everyone who attended. That's an impossible task, Harrison.
Oh, fair enough.
I was juggling everything from the dodgy PA to coming to the rescue when Mandy Beesborough snapped her stiletto. I was rushing about all evening. Why is that so hard to understand?
I think Harrison's got the picture, love.
I was literally all over the place. But if you need a full guest list, I'd be happy to send one over.
Thanks. That'd be great.
No problem. We're keen to be of help. Isn't that right, Shula?
G&T, please, Jolene. Easy on the tea.
It's been that kind of a day, eh?
Oh, it's been that kind of a week. Out of 10, I'd give it a cool 0.
Are you and Justin stressing out about the wedding? There's no need, I'm sure.
Justin's decamped to London until further notice, and he won't return my calls.
Well, it's not you can't sort out with a bit of your usual sweet talk and charm.
No, we passed the point of no return on Sunday, and I'm not feeling too hopeful. He said he felt unloved and neglected. Oh, I really miss him, Jolene.
Let me guess. Matt Crawford.
Justin was wondering why I felt the need to look after him. And right now, I'm wondering the same thing. James got it right. A leopard doesn't change its spots.
Oh, don't say he's ripped you off again. You wouldn't let that happen twice, would you?
No, not me. For once, I seem to be out of the line of fire.
Oh, that's a relief.
But the old Matt's back all right. Slippery, duplicitous, skating on wafer thin ice.
Oh, what's he up to?
I just don't know, Jolene. But something's not right with this racecourse business.
OK.
Between you and me, I'm starting to suspect that Matt's business associates are just as dodgy as he is, especially Hugo Melling. They've been raking in investments for a racecourse in Costa Rica, but when James checked out their Regent Street offices, it was nothing more than a P.O. box.
But there's definitely a racecourse?
I'm starting to wonder. James talked to a friend of a friend who owns a gambling website. He sent him a contacts list for the racecourses in Costa Rica, and guess what? The one Matt's been touting like crazy wasn't on it. He couldn't find a phone number for it either.
Well, that sounds pretty conclusive to me.
But of course, it is still being constructed. I mean, maybe they haven't installed a communications hub. If it isn't much more than a glorified building
site... Oh, who are you trying to fool, Lillian? If Matt's involved, it's got scam written all over it.
We don't know for sure. I mean, we can't prove anything.
Okay, then. James should ring some of these other racecourses, see what they know about the new one. Or you could, if you ask him for the list.
Well, I've got it. I printed it off.
So what are we waiting for?
Now?
Would you rather put it off and brood?
Well, I'm getting no sleep from all the brooding.
Right, then. You pull out that list and we'll see what we can find out. I mean, I'm happy to speak to them, if you'd rather.
Here we are. Are you sure, Jolene? I mean, it's not like you're ringing Felpersham.
Oh, screw the phone bill. If we can find out what's going on, there's a call worth making.
You hungry? I can warm up some lasagna from the freezer for supper.
Well, we could treat ourselves to steak and chips at the Bull.
Why?
Why not? Okay, never mind. It was just an idea.
I still don't understand why Harrison needed to grill us like that.
He didn't grill us. He's a policeman. It's called doing his job.
As if I could possibly give him my whereabouts from 7 p.m. till 5 in the morning.
That isn't what he wanted. It was a general inquiry.
Certainly didn't feel like it.
Why did you get so prickly?
I didn't.
Well, Harrison just wanted to know who we were with and when so we can work out people's movements.
I mean, you certainly weren't with me all night.
How could I be? There was so much to keep on top of. You know that, Alistair. Why? Did you come looking for me?
You know I did. For a good hour after the raffle was drawn, I had no idea where you were.
Then you'd better tell Harrison I'm a potential suspect. I must have left the ball, slipped out of Grey Gables, run Matt Crawford over and nipped back in time for the last waltz.
You're doing it again.
Doing what?
Making a mountain out of a non-existent molehill. All I'm saying is that I couldn't find you for a while.
Why did you need to find me?
For pity's sake, I didn't. I'm just saying... Oh, this is daft, Shula. We're going round and round in circles.
Then perhaps you should stop accusing me of disappearing.
I haven't accused you of anything. It was a perfectly innocent question. I need to catch up on some invoicing. And yes, lasagna's fine, thanks.
So, that's it then.
Any more on the list?
No, that's the lot.
Well, certainly looks like Matt's business associates are a bunch of snake oil salesmen.
And this story about a state-of-the-art race course coming to Costa Rica is a total fiction. Mm. Well, those people you spoke to would be aware of it if it were kosher.
How did you know the location?
Well, it's in the brochure. Plus artist's impressions and lots of lush photos. Honestly, it looks like paradise on earth.
Yeah, well, of course it does. It's like that first woman said, it's a national park, and no way is anyone allowed to build there.
And not one of the people you spoke to had ever heard of Melling Equestrian, or of Matt.
And what did that guy say? We'd know him if he so much as sold nachos at one of our race meetings.
So now we know for sure. Yeah. The whole enterprise is a complete scam. Matt surpassed himself this time.
Well, unless he didn't know that Melling's company was dodgy. I mean, didn't you say he was just buying horses for them, not actually selling shares in the race course?
See, that's another thing. If there's no course, then why was Matt buying race horses? Where have all those horses gone to? And why has Matt gone into hiding, even from his own employers? I just don't understand.
Oh, Lillian.
Matt knew precisely what he was getting into. He's in it up to the hilt.
You didn't invest anything, did you?
Wouldn't dare scam me twice, not financially, anyway. I did think about going away with him.
Oh, Lillian, you didn't.
Just for a fleeting moment.
Oh.
Well, you know what Matt's like. Funny, persuasive, unpredictable. He very nearly hooked me again.
Well, all I can say is thank goodness for Hugo Melling. If Matt hadn't got into cahoots with Melling, he might not have shown himself up for the sleaze ball he is.
And I might have been halfway to Ecuador.
Can you make it up with Justin?
Oh, I don't know. I hope so. Oh, Jolene, what am I going to do?
Oh. Who is it?
Sorry, Mr. Crawford.
Oh, PC Burns, what a treat.
Sorry, was I interrupting?
No, just checking emails. Life goes on, doesn't it?
Aye. I bet you were more comfortable in the luxury suite rather than this broom cupboard.
Yeah, if my broom cupboard affords me a bit of privacy, so be it. Oh,
privacy from what?
To get better, of course.
And are you? Getting better?
Well, I'm dosed up to the eyeballs on heavy-duty painkillers, but after a while it's like that song. The drugs don't work.
You should be in hospital.
I'm just fine, officer. But thank you for your concern, very heartwarming. You haven't rocked up just to check I'm eating properly.
No, you're right, I haven't.
Yeah, we'll get on with it.
I spent the last couple of days talking to guests who attended the Hunt Ball in order to establish a timeline of events.
Ooh, you've been on a course, isn't it?
And it's proved to be very useful. This is probably the last time I'll be talking to you with regard to your accident, Mr. Crawford.
Oh, a flipping last. We can all draw a line and move on.
Not exactly. You'll be seeing my colleagues from CID from now on. As a result of our investigations, we're now treating your hit and run as attempted murder.
Thank you.
This is the BBC.
For the latest Archers news, features and insights, go to our blog at bbc.co.uk/archers.